And 6:06, it is fair, 26 degrees this morning in Tulsa. We're expecting a high of only 36. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A public safety tax may be proposed to help Tulsa address its issues. The city's public safety task force is out with its report. The committee's Carol Bush says the number one problem, issues at the 911 center.
Address insufficient staffing levels. Currently, there are 98 positions filled, which is down 32 positions from the 2002 staffing levels. 911 should emphasize recruitment and retention of bilingual call takers.
Often people are left on hold or treated rudely by 911 operators. Part of the problem is the non-emergency call volume that is flooding the 911 switchboards. We go in detail on this story coming up at 7:35 this morning. Oklahoma prison officials are asking for $6.4 million in additional funding as the state's prisons near capacity. Officials say the supplemental funding request is needed to pay for expenses that include increased use of private prisons and halfway houses. Well, with 15 days till Christmas, the shopping frenzy is at full speed. Every year, burglaries from cars increase at this time of the year. Tulsa Police Officer Leland Ashley says, be careful out there.
We just ask you to be extremely careful. And of course, if you're going to carry cash, you know, keep it in your front pocket or something along those lines. It's always best maybe to even use credit or a debit card to shop.
While it's a joyous time of the year for us, he says our carelessness can also make it a joyous time of the year for burglars as well. Oklahoma prison officials say a convicted killer who escaped from the Mag Alford Correctional Center at Stringtown has been recaptured in the city of Hugo. A prison spokeswoman says 29-year-old Jason Bales was recaptured about 10:30 yesterday. Bales was reported missing from the prison on Monday. Tulsa's economic development effort is focusing more on manufacturing and maintenance jobs. And Mayor Bartlett would like to see our schools put more emphasis on vocational training.
Somebody might not necessarily want to be a lawyer or a doctor or a chemist, but they might like to see if they work with their hands, they can make something of real substance, and that could interest somebody. So at least at that point in their life, they have an opportunity to make a decision.
He says not everyone is a candidate for college or a white-collar job, and he would like to see better training opportunities for those people. Newly elected Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen owes about $327,000 in campaign debt. The Oklahoman reported yesterday that the Republican Mullen spent nearly $1.6 million in his successful campaign for the Eastern Oklahoma congressional seat. Well, when the gavel sounds in February, expect water issues to be a big issue at the state capitol. Former Senator Inhofe aide John Cullison has been hired by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau to help lawmakers understand the farmer and rancher's perspective.
Water is the future of this country. Water is what we survive on. Water is what we use for raising our crops, for feeding our livestock. The water issue is going to be one of the number one issues I see coming up in the future, whether it be navigable sources, drinking sources, or used for irrigation.
He says Oklahoma water is becoming more and more valuable, especially when growing cities like Dallas have an eye on Oklahoma water to quench their thirst. Our weather forecast, becoming sunny but staying cold, a high today of only 36. Tonight, very cold, 19 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine and a little warmer, a high of 47. And on Wednesday, blue skies and comfortable, a high of 54. National Weather Service radar shows scattered light snow now stretching from Fort Smith down to Durant. Right now in Tulsa at 6:10, it is fair and 26 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.